Once a month, we participate in communion in this congregation, and we believe in doing exactly what the Scripture tells us to do. We do this in remembrance of Him. Now, if you're not a member of this congregation, that's no problem. We have an open table for communion, which means you don't have to be a member here. What you need to be is a member of the body of Christ. You need to be a surrendered disciple of the Lord, somebody who surrendered your life to Jesus as Lord and Savior in your life. Then communion is not a religious tradition, but something in which there's an impartation of His presence and His life and His healing power. So if you need healing in your body this morning, thank you, Jerry. If you need healing in your body this morning, we're going to believe the Lord, thank you, George, to minister that healing to you, and because He does a supernatural impartation. There are certain people in the body of Christ who believe and teach that you should do this every single day, and they've seen great healing. There are others who do it every week, some do it once a month, but God imparts His presence. It's not a religious exercise, and in this congregation, we do this again in remembrance of Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. What He asks us to do is examine ourselves. So we take a moment to do that. If you've come into the house of the Lord this morning and we've worshiped, but there's still yet something in your heart that you know divides or separates you from God, the Bible says our sins separate us, then take care of it right now. If there's a relationship with someone else in this room where things aren't right, go to that person. We take a few moments. Nobody's going to watch you. We just want right relationship. If there's a difficulty with somebody who's not in this room, make a covenant with the Lord that you'll take care of that relationship on your first opportunity. And oh, by the way, it takes two to heal a relationship. You can do your part, and then the other person has to do their part. If they refuse you, you're clear before the Lord by humbling yourself and going to make things right. Okay? So, Lord, as we come to You, we do so now with faith this morning. Speak to Your people's hearts as we prepare ourselves to do remembrance of You in communion. Just take a few moments quietly before the Lord. Now, Lord, we come to You as Your people. We hold this bread, the body of the Lord broken for us. And we thank You, Lord Jesus, for bearing the suffering, the persecution, the pain, the difficulty, the bruising beyond recognition, the horrific beatings and punishment, because on You, Lord, all our sins are placed. Jesus, we thank You that the punishment we earned and deserve is put on You. We thank You that when You said it's finished, it really is finished. The punishment You took was our punishment. And so, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we come with thanksgiving. We do this. The Scripture tells us to do this, remembering You. And man, we sit here this morning and we remember what You've done. And we are so grateful, Jesus, so grateful that You did this for each of us. Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that You are such a great God. We worship You, Lord. Thank You that Your body was broken for us. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand the blood of Jesus was shed for each of us. Your blood, your precious blood. We understand that in your blood there's healing, there's washing, there's cleansing. There's reuniting of us with you through the blood of Jesus, and we're in covenant relationship with you. Jesus, you heal our afflictions, you heal our bodies, you heal our souls, you heal our minds, you heal our spirits. We thank you, Lord, that even as we partake this morning in remembrance of you, we receive your healing presence. Come on, say that to the Lord. I receive your healing presence. I receive your life, Lord. In Jesus' name, let's partake together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for how great you are.